Hi guys, welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. Make sure to stick around with me until the end of this week's weekly guitar meeting because every guitar has something very special. I have tried all the guitars of today before this video and to be honest, I cannot wait to show you the qualities of every guitar. And I would love to start with this one. It's made by the very well-known German guitar luthier, Richard Jakob Weisgerber. And he's a very important name. And there is actually a book written by Christoph Hanusch about Richard Jakob Weisgerber or the Weisgerber family, because they were all building guitars. You can find many pictures, stories about Weisgerber family, and also documentations about many guitars with very good and detailed pictures. So this is a great book written by Christoph Hanusch if you are interested in the history of Richard Jakob Weisgerber. This guitar is a Torres Simplicio model by Richard Jakob Weisgerber. It's the first time that I'm playing or reviewing this model. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and flamed maple back and sides. I think flamed maple was the most used wood for the back and sides by Richard Jakob Weisgerber. Or at least I have played many guitars with flamed maple back and sides, which were made by Richard Jakob Weisgerber. It has a 64 centimeter scale. And it's also a very lightweight guitar. Let's see how it sounds. I want to start with not with describing the specific sound of this guitar, but with a feeling and how I feel when I'm playing this guitar. It's first of all a very comfortable guitar to play. I mean, the shape of the neck and also the scale length give me a super comfortable feeling and a secure feeling when I'm playing this guitar, and I have the feeling that I'm in control of everything. And the sound is, of course, very vintage. It's round, a little bit boxy, also very sweet, especially the first string or the trebles. And also very mellow. So it's a very elastic sounding guitar. You can create many colors and as I said already, you are in full control. And if you are a fan of the vintage sound, a little bit boxy and intimate sound, then this Weisgerber guitar will impress you. Beautiful. Also, it sounds very well balanced. If you start from the first string and you go across the strings, up to the sixth string, I think you don't hear a lot of changes in the sound. Actually, we need deeper tones. Well, it was a Richard Jakob Weisgerber guitar from 1936, and it's in a very good condition. Let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is made by the Italian guitar luthier Giancarlo Nannoni. And this is, I think, the second or the third guitar that I'm reviewing made by Giancarlo. And they are very good instruments, because the sound is a mix of traditional tone, elegant tone, but also some modern elements like power and response, and they are also very comfortable to play. And this guitar is the contemporary model. It's a lattice braced guitar. It comes with a very high quality spruce top and cocobolo back and sides. What a beautiful wood. And the tuners are made by Alessi, so very high quality tuning machines which last very long. Well, let's play a few tones on it. Beautiful sound. Wow. Such a well-breathing guitar. Very soft tones, extremely pleasing to the ears. So it's a guitar that you can sit and practice hours and hours on it. Because you have to consider this point. If a guitar sounds too bright, after a while your ears will get tired. It's not pleasant to the ears. But if a guitar offers this kind of sound, very smooth and pleasant with soft overtones, it invites you to practice and to play for a longer time on that instrument. I mean, this guitar has exactly what you need or what you expect from a lattice braced guitar. This is the kind of mid-range tone and very responsive guitar, but at the same time, as I said in the beginning, you have a very beautiful tone. It's traditional. Lovely. Wow. So what a great evenness in the sound. Congratulations to Giancarlo Nannoni for this amazing instrument. It has everything what you ask for, and it's also built beautifully with a very nice rosette, which is a great fit to the top of the guitar because of the contrast and all those black and red colors. I like it a lot. And let me know what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. Let's move to the next instrument. And this guitar, which is, first of all, very light, is made by Christoph Meus. And it's not the first guitar that we are having at Zika's Guitars made by Christoph Meus. And I know that some very good classical guitar players are playing on Christoph Meus guitars because his instruments have a quality that professional concert classical guitarists need. And I'm also always very impressed by his guitars. And this one is brand new. It has a lattice brace top. It has obviously a cedar top, and which is slightly thin, I would say. And we have Indian rosewood back and sides. The scale length is 64 centimeter, and I guess it has a very low and deep air body frequency. It's probably maybe F, between E and F. Let's see how it sounds. Powerful. And beautiful. Thank you. So I noticed straight away that it's a very inviting guitar to play on, because it reacts very fast to what you ask for, and it has also a more dark character. I mean, it's a cedar guitar, so mostly it sounds more dark, but it can sound also more bright and crisp. Smooth. Does everything what you ask for. Next guitar. And the next guitar is made by Falco Römisch, the son of the maestro Karl-Heinz Römisch. And I mean, Falco Römisch, of course, is learning a lot from the father. Falco Römisch is building very beautiful sounding guitars. And they are also slightly different than the guitars of his father, so he has his own touch. And this guitar is from 2025, and it comes with a beautiful cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. It's a very simple guitar, but very elegant. I think Falco pays a lot of attention to simplicity, but also to the choice of very high quality woods. And you can see straight away that he has used the best material, and also the polishing on the guitar is on a very, very high level. Let's see how this guitar sounds. Same loudness, same intensity. the trebles sound very delicious. Of course, you don't say it, but let me say it. The trebles sound very delicious. Wow. And they come out also very fast. They are very responsive. Very bell-like sound. I think what is also very impressive about the sound of this guitar is that it doesn't matter in which position you are playing, everything is coming out with the same power, loudness, and intensity. Stunning. Great job to Falco. I'm running out of words. Falco Römisch, great job. This is a very, very good guitar. I think if you love traditional guitar sound, you are going to love this guitar. And I'm also curious if you are also receiving that feeling and that joy that I'm receiving from this guitar. Because it's also interesting point what the audience are receiving from the other side through the microphones. Let me know. And the next guitar is a guitar made by Johannes de Kind from Spain, from Granada. And this is so light, this guitar, wow. So I expect a very responsive sound. Anyway, this guitar is brand new from 2025 and it comes with a cedar top, very beautiful rosette. And you can find this structure also in the purflings of the guitar. I always like it a lot when people have an idea and you can follow this idea through the whole guitar. We have Indian rosewood, back and sides. Very beautiful Indian rosewood. Also some decorations on the headstock of the guitar. A bit Romanios-like. I think it's also the same structure are the same woods that you can find in the rosette and in the purflings of the guitar. Well, let's see how this guitar made by Johannes de Kind sounds. Notice straight away a very wide dynamic range and a great clarity in the sound. Dynamic range and clarity. I think these are the two most obvious qualities of this guitar. You can follow every tone when you are playing a chord, and you can be very piano. And if you get loud, the guitar gives you that headroom and it doesn't reach its limit very fast. I have the feeling that this guitar, or this guitar luthier, is committed to the traditional sound. It's like this guitar wants to stay and respect that traditional tone and epoch and that Granada and Spanish sound, and it's of course combined with some adjustments. I wouldn't say modern elements like a lattice braced guitar or double top guitar, but with some adjustments to bring out still more out of the guitar in terms of response and loudness. And as I said, wide dynamic range and a very good tone clarity are the two main qualities of this guitar made by Johannes de Kind from Spain. And yeah, let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is a very modern looking guitar. And also the name of this model reminds me of the movie Transformers. The model is called Opus Prime. And I think there was a figure that had the name Optimus Prime in the Transformers movie. And this guitar looks very modern. So it's made by Rafał Turkowiak, a very well-known name from Poland. And yeah, we have many little details that make this guitar super interesting. We have an armrest. We have some decorations on the bridge of the guitar. The rosette is, I think, always the same with every model. And we have here on the neck of the guitar, I don't know if you can see it from this angle, a little hole which should make a difference in the sound in terms of resonance. We have spruce top and look at this. I give you 5 seconds to guess this wood. It's Bolivian rosewood. Bolivian rosewood, very beautiful, very exotic wood. And the fingerboard is slightly elevated. And this guitar has the number 721. Let's see how it sounds. I would say it has that typical Rafał Turkowiak sound. It's very loud and responsive. It's full of overtones and it has also a very long sustain. I think the sustain is not the strength of this guitar, to be honest. When I was playing this, it's long, but it's not that long, but it's a more responsive guitar with a full and powerful sound. And usually if you try also the best double top guitars made by Carsten Kobbs or Matthias Dammann or Michel Brück, you notice that they are very responsive, very loud, very hard and fast attack, but the tones are a bit too short in the higher registers. And it's always a matter of what do you want more? Do you want faster response and also very deep and low airbody frequency? Or do you want more sustain and longer tones? And at the end, it's a compromise. You cannot have everything in one guitar. And in this case, it has a good sustain, but it's not the strength of the guitar, but it has a very fast response and the tones are coming out easily. It has a piano character. Thank you. the last guitar of this week, a guitar made by Rafal Turkowiak. And as I already mentioned, I think the main qualities of this guitar are fast response, loud sound, very soft. It's super soft. It's almost like a piano. And for me personally, very pleasant to the ears. And let me know, which guitar did you like the most? I'm very curious about your opinion. And if you enjoyed the video, please don't forget to leave a like to push the algorithm. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.